Commentator Andrei Cădrescu has stayed away from the political conventions this year, choosing instead to mingle with poets, old and new, in his hometown.
Insomnia in defense of liberty is no sin, and I'm still here to prove it. New Orleans, the real city that never sleeps, hosted an uninterrupted 24 hours of poetry and music. Organized loosely around the still throbbing figures of the beat movement, the Insomniacaton drew thousands of picturesque youth from around the South and the nation. It was Woodstock, Lollapalooza, gutter punkdom, hobo heaven. On the hip axis of the world, New Orleans was always right in between New York and San Francisco, a stop de rigueur on the path of poesy. New Orleans gave the beats the music that infused their poetry, and now, as New York and San Francisco slide into the slick pits of expensive rent and unfriendly affluence, it looks more and more as if we're taking up the slack. Give us your poets, your orphan scribblers, your maniac improvisers, your theatrical persons, and your plain restless, and we'll keep them up as long as they're willing to do it. The weekend began with the installation of a city-blessed marker in the yard where William Burroughs, father of the beats and undertaker of the American dream, lived in the mid-40s. The nice old Italian couple with the St. Joseph altar who lived there now were quite pleased that the author of Junkie, Queer, and Naked Lunch had once dug their digs. The mastermind of the Burroughs homage and of the Insomniacathon is my friend Douglas Brinkley, a young historian who heads the Eisenhower Center here at the University of New Orleans. When asked whether Ike might be turning in his grave as we speak, Doug answered simply that Burroughs and Ike were contemporaries. And that's exactly right. History is all the stuff that happens at the same time. The featured elders of the Insomniacathon, the bard Ed Sanders, the poet Robert Creeley, the fiery Amiri Baraka, the legendary David Amram, and the rambling Jack Elliott, all reminded the throngs of the young of a few simple American verities. Among them, an artist should be fearless, the republic will falter without its poets, and life doesn't have to be boring. Well, that last one is as American as Charles Baudelaire and William Blake. As for myself, I rejoice to see so many young writers, my son among them, taking words to places they haven't been before, soon to be followed, I'm sure, by the poets themselves. That's how things get passed on, through radical and willful insomnia.
Poet Andrei Cădrescu.